Animals. Today, you're home for serious talk about animals. I'm Dr. Lori Kirshner. Approximately 2 months ago, a very sweet stray pit bull terrier was picked up off the street in Indio, California, by a concerned citizen and taken to the local shelter. Now, one of the volunteers working at the shelter took notice of this horribly raw and inflamed skin of the dog with large patches of fur missing on this dog's entire neck and body. The volunteer was unsure at the time if this was a bad skin infection or other illness, or if this was multiple dog bite wounds, or if the inflamed and necrotic skin was created by a toxic chemical or burn. But I will tell you that this dog's life was saved by concerned volunteers at the shelter who took the dog out of the shelter where inevitably she would have been euthanized and into a vet's office where she was evaluated and treated. Now, the veterinarian diagnosed this dog, whose name, by the way, is Tess, with having an extensive chemical burn, likely from a strong acid. Well, the dog was put on antibiotics, given hydrotherapy to slough off the dead skin cells. She was put on pain meds, and as you can imagine how painful this might be. And currently, after weeks of treatment and a little love and affection, is doing very well now in a foster home. Now, without proper treatment, Tess would have suffered terribly and very likely would have acquired a fatal infection. So I doubt that we'll ever find out exactly how this happened to Tess, whether it was an intentional act by a person or an accident, but the vet's opinion was that a strong chemical contacted Tess and burned about three-quarters of her body and neck. Now, this past week, March 17th to the 23rd, was National Poison Prevention Week, which was started by the Kennedy administration and predominantly focuses on human health and safety. But here on Animals Today, we also wanted to take this chance to review the many common household products which can be dangerous to our companion animals. Could your dog or cat get into something in your home to cause illness or even death? Are you doing all you can to keep all your companion animals safe? Later in the hour, Peter will interview Tony Angel, who is an expert on crows and especially their behavior and intelligence. And Peter has some great animal news items. Now I want to welcome Dr. Justine Lee to the show. Dr. Lee is the Associate Director of Veterinary Services at Pet Poison Helpline and Animal Poison Control Center in Minneapolis. Dr. Lee lectures throughout the world on emergency medicine, critical care, and toxicology. Welcome to the show, Dr. Lee.
Thanks. Thanks so much for having me on.
So you are one of the leaders of the Pet Poison Hotline, which sounds like a great resource for us all. How much traffic do you handle?
You know, we get about 150,000 phone calls a year. And it's something where that just goes to show you how often animals are accidentally poisoned in a household. And most people aren't aware there's so much in your house that's poisonous to your dog or cat.
That's a lot of calls. What proportion of those calls are about dogs versus cats versus other animals?
Great question. The majority, actually about 90%, are dogs. And if any cat owners out there have ever tried to pill a cat, they know how difficult it is in terms of, you know, cats don't usually chew medication versus dogs are much more curious. They have stronger teeth, so they're more likely to chew into human prescription bottles and just get into more trouble in general.
Can you go through some of the most common toxins that poisoned dogs in 2012?
Absolutely. You know, most people are actually surprised to hear that 50% of the calls that we get called about are human prescription medications. So drugs like antidepressants, drugs like sleep aids, or even ADD medications. And again, 90% of the calls are in dogs. But the easiest way for pet owners to prove their house is simply by hanging up their purse. And that's where we commonly see dogs getting into things. They're basically chewing into the prescription bottle that an owner has left out on the counter or that's in their purse, and it's really easy for them to get into it. Some of the other really common poisons are things in the kitchen. And so, yes, we get a ton of phone calls about chocolate, especially around the holidays. So Easter coming up, make sure to keep your Easter bunny or Easter candy out of reach of your dog. Cats don't usually eat large amounts of chocolate, so it's less of a common toxin. But even things like grapes and raisins. We didn't discover until about 15 years ago that grapes and raisins are poisonous to dogs. It causes kidney failure. And in fact, I used to pill my own childhood dog his prednisone, his medication, in a grape every day. So, you know, you want to make sure to keep those out of reach. Another really common poison in dogs is xylitol. It's a sugar-free substance. So it's in everything nowadays, chewable vitamins, gum, even mouthwash or nasal sprays. So those are really the majority of phone calls that we get to Pet Poison Helpline.
Going back to the medicines, how often do well-intentioned people give their dogs or cats medicine designed for people when they shouldn't?
You know, thankfully, most pet owners are savvy and smart enough to know that they should not give Tylenol, they should not give ibuprofen, what we call Advil, or more commonly known as Motrin, to their pets. So thankfully, most pet owners know that. We still get some phone calls about it, and unfortunately, the most deadly medication that pet owners don't seem to be aware of is something called naproxen, and that's the active ingredient in the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory Aleve. And so the worst poisoning and the most common I see is when pet owners give their dog Aleve for limping or for, you know, their dog is lame and their back leg, and they don't bring them into the vet till days later when they're in kidney failure. So you never, ever, ever want to give a human medication or any unknown medication without consulting your veterinarian or Pet Poison Helpline first, because some of these medications cause severe side effects like stomach ulcers and kidney failure in dogs and cats.
Wow. Wow. So what are some of the things that are particularly poisonous to cats?
You know, perfect question, Dr. Lori. With Easter coming up, it's our most dreaded time of the year. And the reason why is Easter lilies are being sold on the market. They're really common at grocery stores. People are taking them home from church on Sunday. And as little as one or two leaves, even the pollen from an Easter lily plant will kill a cat. In fact, my sister's cat died of it. And so it's something where I'm really passionate about educating cat owners. Don't bring in any kind of flower or bouquet into your household if you can't identify it. And the top killer of cats when it comes to plants is any kind of plant that's a true lily, a lilium species or a hemerocallis species. So for dogs, the most dangerous plant is a sago palm. But again, with Easter coming up, please make sure not to bring any florist bouquets or any plants into your house if you have a cat.
So good to know. What else is poisonous to cats?
You know, a lot of pet owners, they're very well-intentioned, so they'll try to use some kind of holistic chemical or holistic medication on their pet instead of a typical, you know, veterinary-prescribed medication. And the one thing I will tell pet owners out there is when in doubt, check with your vet, or again, check with Pet Poison Helpline. One of the well-intentioned poisonings I see in cats is essential oils. So people will use concentrated tea tree oil or different types of essential oils as a flea preventative, and as little as 7 to 10 drops of 100% concentrate can kill a cat. So cats have an altered liver metabolism. They can't break down certain drugs well, and as a result, they're much more sensitive to chemicals and essential oils and even drugs like Tylenol compared to a dog. So those are the other things that we warn people. If you're cleaning your house, you know, you're using something like liquid potpourri or something that has a really strong citrus or essential oil smell, you do want to be careful just because cats are so much more sensitive.
And just like people might think it's okay to give your dogs human medicine like non-steroidals, do you ever get calls where people think it's okay that they put their topical spot-on insecticides on their cat that are meant for their dog?
Great question, Dr. Lori. That's actually really common poisoning we see in cats, and it's called pyrethrin or permethrin toxicity. Pyrethrins themselves are very, very safe for dogs. They're basically a chemical derivative from the chrysanthemum or the mum flower. And so in dogs, it's very safe. It's not even systemically absorbed. It's not absorbed into their dog's body. But cats, again, because their liver is so poor at metabolizing drugs, can definitely become poisoned by it. So the biggest thing is always take that extra 30 seconds to read a label, whether or not it's your prescription label or whether or not it's a medication you're about to apply on to your dog or your cat. You never want to use what I call small dog flea and tick product for a big cat. These are very, very poisonous. It can cause tremors and seizures, and it can be fatal without treatment.
And just, we only have about a minute for the break, but maybe you could just briefly mention, and we can go into more detail after the break, what are some of the most dangerous cleaning products we should know about? Because as you were talking about cats, A lot of cats like to go to the sink and drink the water, drink remnants of the water that's in there. So I would think drain cleaners or drain openers are dangerous. And I know cats are very clean animals. They clean themselves with their paws and their mouths. So actually, we got to take a break, but I'd love for you to address these things when we come back, okay?
Sure.
Okay, we're speaking to Justine Lee, and we're talking about toxic household products. Don't go away. This is Animals Today. Hi, this is Dr. Lori Kirshner, and I want to thank you for listening to Animals Today. Make sure to visit us on animalstodayradio.com, where you will see all our previous shows, and you can download them free. That's animalstodayradio.com. Also, make sure to become a friend on Facebook. Animals Today gets a lot of its support from the nonprofit group Advancing the Interests of Animals. Check them out at aianimals.org. And I hope you'll consider making a donation to help pay for the ongoing broadcast of Animals Today. Each week on Animals Today, we strive to bring you the highest quality, most up-to-date information about all animal welfare topics, and we certainly would appreciate your support. That website, again, is aianimals.org. And thanks for listening.
Every day in the United States, tens of thousands of puppies and kittens are born. Unfortunately, there aren't enough homes for all these cats and dogs. One unfixed female cat and her offspring can be the source of more than 400,000 cats in 7 years. One female dog and her unfixed offspring can produce about 67,000 puppies. Too many cats and dogs are unwanted anywhere by anybody, so they end up being neglected or abandoned. Millions of healthy pets are killed in shelters annually. In the U.S., on average, 70% of the animals that enter the shelter end up getting euthanized. Fortunately, there is good news. There's a new answer to this dilemma. We can help to stop killing these animals by having our pets spayed or neutered. If you want a new pet, how about adopting one? You can rescue a cat or dog and save a life. For more information, please visit our website, desertpaws.org. Again, that website is www.desertpaws.org. And save a life. Save a pet's life today.
If you have gout and think a few attacks a year are all you have to worry about, think again. Fact is, gout can attack silently, even between flares. You may not feel it, but gout's root cause, high uric acid, can allow crystals to continuously form and build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. Get more information at goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Staples has always made getting office supplies easy, and now we're making it easy to get everything for your break room, too, like Folgers coffee for $6.99.
I'm going on a Staples run. Anyone need anything?
French roast.
Breakfast blend? Decaf?
I said Staples run, not coffee run.
Now Staples sells coffee supplies, so it's kind of the same thing.
Oh, yeah, I don't do coffee runs. Intern!
For a limited time, get Folgers classic roast coffee for $6.99 at Staples. That was easy. Offer ends 3/23/13. Limit one per customer while supplies last.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Dr. Justine Lee, what are some of the most dangerous cleaning products we should know about?
You know, the easiest way to tell what's really dangerous in your household to both children and pets is my general guideline if it smells bad. And those are usually corrosive products or corrosive chemicals. A lot of the chemicals that we use in the house to clean a surface, like in the kitchen or clean the kitchen sink, those are actually what we call irritants. They're not very dangerous. In fact, they're pretty safe. They're basically, you know, mostly water. There are a little bit of alcohol in there, and there's a little bit of fragrance. So most of the surface cleaners, like Windex or, you know, anything you use to clean a counter is generally very safe. When in doubt, be smart about it. Use the product, wipe it off, make sure your cats aren't licking it or, you know, walking on it when it's wet. The dangerous ones are the drain cleaners or the oven cleaners or even products that are lime away products. They smell really bad. They smell really concentrated. If you look at the bottle itself, it says to use it in a well-ventilated area with gloves. And they usually smell very caustic. And that basically means that they can be very dangerous. Another easy way of looking is if you actually look at the bottle, sometimes they'll have the word danger versus caution. And caution is generally an irritant, but danger means it's very, very dangerous to your pets and to your children. So when in doubt, I like to store these in an area that are very well secured. So something like under the kitchen sink, as long as you have a child lock on the sink door. But you do want to be careful. You don't want to use a drain cleaner and leave it in standing water in a sink or a tub. If you do that, you want to make sure to close the door and turn on the bathroom fan so the room's very well ventilated. Again, you never want to basically clean when your pets are in the environment.
Oh, excellent advice. A couple years ago, there was an internet rumor that Swiffer wet jets are dangerous for dogs. They had the solution that would be mopped onto floors and let dry there. Is there anything specific about these products that are dangerous to animals when used properly?
No, okay. That's a great question, Dr. Lori. That thing went viral. And honestly,
okay.
I use Febreze in my household. It's totally safe. You know, it's frustrating, the one case where they thought it was correlated with basically a pet owner whose dog was in liver failure, and they've done numerous studies. There is no danger from the Febreze for a dog or a cat. However, for the bird owners out there, birds are super sensitive to any kind of chemical or any kind of fragrance, so you should never use anything that basically you can smell if you have a bird. Even cooking and burning something on a Teflon frying pan can kill a bird in the next room.
Wow.
So those chemicals that are released are really dangerous. I wouldn't use an air freshener. I would not use any kind of scented candle or product if you have a bird. Again, very, very safe for dogs and cats, very dangerous for birds.
Wow. Now, going back to the label comment, there are products that claim to be natural. Are those any safer than the more traditional cleaners?
You know, the frustrating thing is it depends what's in there. If it's natural and it has something like vinegar or baking soda, water, those are very, very safe cleaners. But the general rule is when it comes to poisons, everything's poisonous. It's just the dose and the amount. Water's poisonous, salt is poisonous. It's just how much how much is exposed to the body. So you do want to be careful of some natural chemicals. I can give you an example. One is a natural essential oil called D-limonene. It's got that smell of a citrus. And it's basically the natural chemical that's in citrus peel. And this is totally natural, but again, it's an essential oil, and so cats are very, very sensitive to essential oils. So even some natural products can be dangerous to pets. So when in doubt, check with your veterinarian or check with Pet Poison Helpline. I always tell people, have your pre-program your cell phone with your veterinarian's phone number, your emergency veterinarian, and Pet Poison Helpline. That way, when you have an immediate question or a potential poisoning, you have that access readily available.
Can repeated exposures to a substance have short or long-term negative health implications for our animals? And one thing I have in mind is lead. Can dogs or cats get lead intoxication?
They can, Dr. Lori. You know, thankfully, they've removed most of the lead from the environment back in the 70s, so it's removed from the paint. However, the thing that we worry about is if you live in a really old house and all of a sudden you have construction going on and there's lead chip paints around the house, absolutely, there's still the risk of poisoning. But thankfully, it's been removed from the environment. We can definitely see chronic lead poisoning, and the biggest side effects are really gastrointestinal signs. They have some vomiting and diarrhea and potentially some neurologic signs, so seizures. But thankfully, it's almost removed out of the home nowadays, unless you have a very, very old house.
Justine, can you give us some tips as the best way to pet-proof our homes?
Absolutely. In fact, three main tips. And hopefully, by doing these three things, you can reduce the likelihood that your pet will be poisoned. The first thing is actually begins with being a puppy. When you're crate training a puppy, it is so essential that puppies learn that the crate is their den. So you always feed your dog in the crate. You always reward your dog so they don't view it as punishment. An appropriately crate trained dog can really save on behavioral problems and accidental poisonings. So when you're gone from work all day, if your dog's in your crate, in his crate, then he's not going to be at risk for dangerous chemicals. The second way is when you're traveling and you're about to dump all your medications into a Ziploc bag and then you throw it into your suitcase, that's actually really dangerous. Or if you have family members who are coming and they do the same exact thing, they don't know how to pet proof because they don't have pets, and then they get into that Ziploc bag and now they've gotten into 10 days worth of medication of, you know, 10 different pills. So when in doubt, never secure your medication that way or tell your family or guests to elevate it and put it in the bathroom cabinet. The third way that I see a lot of accidental poisonings is when people put their human medications next to their pet medications. So you actually want to put the prescription bottles in two totally different areas. One common way that we see poisonings is when pet owners are so used to taking the same medication every day for themselves. They're so used to giving their dog the same medication every single day, and they pick up the wrong prescription vial and just out of accidental habit, give their human medication to their dog, and they accidentally take their dog's medication. So when in doubt, keep your human medication in the bathroom. Keep your dog or your cat's medication in a totally different area in the house, like the kitchen. And the last Great. Way is those weekly pill holders. Those sound like plastic rattle toys. You know, they look like they're chewable rattle toys for dogs. When dogs hear those, they sound, you know, they sound like they have a fun sound inside, like that rattle. They're easy to chew into. And so a lot of elderly people will put all their blood pressure medication and their heart medications in there. And when a dog gets into a week's worth, it can be extremely dangerous. So making sure if you use those weekly pill holders that you elevate it. Put it in the kitchen cabinet that's elevated and that's closed. And make sure not to leave it on the kitchen counter where your pet can get into it.
Justine, we only have 1 minute, and I want to hear about the pet poison helpline. So if you could briefly tell us some signs that might indicate our pet has ingested something poisonous and tell us where people can call or what they can do if their pet gets into a problem and tell us about the pet poison helpline, please.
Sure, absolutely. Pet poison helpline is basically an animal poison control. We're available 24/7 for pet owners and veterinarians if they ever worry that their pet or their patient was poisoned. And the phone number is 1-800-213-6680. There is a small per incident fee that people need to be aware of just because animal poison controls aren't state or federally funded, but it does provide life-saving advice, and that also helps your veterinarian. If you end up sending your dog into the veterinary clinic, your veterinarian can call us with that initial case number so we can help them with the management of it. So again, when in doubt, pre-program your cell phone with all those important numbers that we mentioned. You can also check out our website at
petpoisonhelpline.com.
There's a lot of great free information out there. And we actually have a great iPhone app called Pet Poison Help that provides over 200 poisons and advice on what to do in case your pet is poisoned.
Dr. Justine Lee, thank you so much.
No problem. Thanks for having me on the show, Dr. Lori.
Don't go away. We're going to learn some fascinating things about crows. You're listening to Animals Today.
I fuss and quake and cavitate. I try to speak and turn and stall. Till he reaches through my vest. To do the thing that she does best. She probes and tears my ventricles. And she steals my one remaining breath. She's falling down on me. I could not see. When I finally came around, something small would pin me down.
Ah, the sound of small business getting busier. Can you tell which one is using AT&T? Truth is, they all are. Because businesses of all kinds can find AT&T customizable plans that fit their exact needs. Whether it's broadband, mobility, or nationwide voice, at AT&T, we can help your business get humming.
I need more receipt paper, please.
Call 1-855-877-4288 today and ask about special offers available for new small business packages. AT&T, rethink possible.
Special message from Lumber Liquidators.
Every floor in every store is on sale at our end-of-quarter clearance sale. Clearance flooring is just 19 cents a square foot. Laminate, hardwood, bamboo, hand-scraped, and vinyl wood plank. They're all on sale. Get up to 59% off compared to big box store flooring prices, plus special extended financing. Don't miss it. These deals will not last. End-of-quarter clearance is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your local store for your flooring deal today.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
If you drive a pre-owned GM vehicle with OnStar, you've got a powerful connection to help wherever you go, but only if your service is active. So we're giving you a chance to test drive it for 3 months at no cost, contract, or obligation. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. If you're lost, stranded, or need help, we'll be there. Offer good on 2006 or newer digitally equipped GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, details, and system limitations.
Because Jan switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her savings account wants to take her to a fireworks show. But it can't. It's a savings account. It can't read where the next fireworks show is in the local paper. Switch to Geico, and every time you see extra money, you'll know your savings account wants to take you to a fireworks show. But remember, it can't. It doesn't know how to read. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Welcome back. You know, if you pay attention, you probably have observed crows living nearby because really they are ubiquitous. And we know that they are smart, but just how smart are crows and what's new in our understanding about their behavior? Well, to answer these questions and more, I am pleased to welcome Tony Angel. Tony is co-author of Gifts of the Crow, How Perception, Emotion, and Thought Allow Smart Birds to Behave Like Humans. Welcome, Tony.
Glad to be here. Thank you.
And I also should add that you illustrated the book with a bunch of really charming line drawings.
Thank you.
So, okay, to start off, a book about crows. What is your interest in crows?
Well, it goes way back to when I was a kid, I think lots of youngsters who are interested in nature will often find a crow showing up in their life. And I had both crows and ravens, and I was fascinated with the fact that they seemed so different from a lot of the other passerine or songbirds in my neighborhood. I grew up in Southern California and then left to come to Washington to school when I was 17, and found that there was an even greater abundance of crows and ravens up here. So I quickly, again, by chance and circumstance, adopted a few ravens into my life, and it just took off from there.
Yeah. And these are, I don't think I've said this word before, corvid. Is that how you say it?
Yes. Corvidae is the family, and there are about 140 species of crows and ravens, magpies, jays, nutcrackers, choughs, and they're all around the world, particularly in the northern hemisphere. There are some in the tropics, but most of the corvids seem to be, and the greatest number seem to be in the northern hemispheres.
You know, the first illustration in the book depicts an ability a dog or cat probably would not demonstrate, and that is a crow making a hook. Can you describe this, and what does it mean?
Well, the the illustration that opens this book is of a New Caledonian crow. Here's one from the southern hemisphere, but it appears to be the smartest bird on the face of the earth. It's really more like a flying monkey. It makes four, five, six different tools in the jungle that it lives in and use these different tools for different tasks. They don't have any woodpeckers down there to open up tree bark, so they get a piece of palm frond, they'll strip it, and then they'll wedge it in and pry open areas that they can't get to with their beak. They have another one to snare something. But the hook illustration is of a captive crow that very quickly learned how to bend a piece of wire to extract a little bucket of food out of a cylinder. No other birds can do it, but most vertebrates in general, including monkeys, have a hard time figuring that out. They try to break it before they used a tool to get the food out.
Yeah. And the crow was taught by a mate or just figured it out by itself?
No, that's a good point. Thank you for pointing that out. It was not taught to do this. This is a wild crow. Her name is Betty. She was brought in to the laboratory, and she had already learned in the wild how to make several different kinds of tools and how to bend some of them. So when she tried to poke the food at the bottom of the cylinder and bring it out with friction, it just didn't work. So she quickly wedged it up underneath the little platform that the cylinder was on and then walked the wire around so she could make a hook on the end of it, dropped the wire with the hook on the end down through the cylinder, and then hooked the bucket and pulled the food out. They not only that, I must say, this New Caledonian crow will extract a tool to get a tool that will then get the food.
Oh, wow. That's great.
Two steps removed from actually getting the food.
That's great. So you've got planning and forethought.
Exactly.
That's really
incredible. Insight.
Yeah. So what communication abilities do crows possess? How do they talk to one another?
Well, that remains one of the big mysteries because, frankly, I don't think we have come up with the tools to measure some of the variations in the pitch, the rate, and the intensity of some of their calls. But we're getting better at it. We know that they have maybe 15 or 20 different vocalizations that are very clear to us, and they are used in a particular context. It could be to rally others, to mob an owl. It could be an announcement that that particular bird is arriving. And then there are subtle shades of meaning that that particular crow language, and I'm talking about jays, I'm talking about crows and ravens here when I say crow language. That particular language has other subtle meanings, including serenades and courtship calls, solicitations, begging calls, a variety, and, of course, calls of rage and anger and frustration that exist in these birds. They also, apparently, are able to use human words in context. I had an experience with a raven that learned how to greet me every morning with a hello macaw, which it used as I used it to greet him. And he exchanged that greeting to me even before I offered it to him. So he was using my language as a greeting call, just like it might be to another raven.
That's fabulous. You know, one point you stress in the book is our co-evolution, crows and people, over the eons. How does that manifest? What are the consequences of evolving alongside and
that's
among
an important
crows?
Point. The co-evolution, the fossil record indicates that the ravens and crows go back hundreds of thousands of years in company with people because they were among the first species that learned that they could scavenge from what we left behind. There's even evidence that Neanderthals had used ravens in their decorative displays. You might call it the Neanderthal uniform, if you will. But even before that, humans were observing how these birds were basically exploiting them. And then they tried all kinds of strategies to outwit the particular raven or crow that was scavenging from them. And then the crows and ravens in turn applied their strategies to outwit the human. So we have co-evolved over those hundreds of thousands of years. And by our observations, we've incorporated 15, 20, 30 different phrases in the English language that refer to these birds that we can't help but admire. Everything from somebody saying, I have something to crow about, or we've got a crow's nest in the top of a ship, we've got crow's feet next to our eyes when we get older, we crow hop, so on and so forth. You know, the language, the poetry, the music, even sports teams, as you know, the Ravens were pretty dominant in the Super Bowl this year. We incorporate them into our culture because of that long co-evolution.
We're speaking with Tony Angel. The book is Gifts of the Crow. Tony, do crows recognize the faces of people?
Indeed they do. My co-author, Dr. Maslov, out at the University of Washington, has had a long and interesting experiment going where he would capture crows to band. And when he did so, he wore a mask that they call a caveman mask so that the crows saw him. Subsequent to the banding, any time that he went out on campus in years following, the crows would mob the man with a caveman mask because the enemy. They recognized him exclusively. They would wear other masks. They had a Dick Cheney mask, Bozo the Clown. Crows didn't pay any attention to those masks, just to the caveman. And it was always kind of curious to John, and it continues to this day now, 12, 14 years later, that these birds that were initially captured had taught their offspring to fear the caveman, even though those offspring had not been captured. So they very, very definitely recognize individual faces.
And they're teaching as well.
They're teaching their offspring to beware the caveman in this case. And I think I could say in my neighborhood where I've tried to keep the crows at bay from the screech owls that had nested in a nesting box that I put in place, considered me to be a competitor. And after the screech owls had left many years later, the crows continued to mob me as the interloper to what they wanted to do.
Fabulous. Well, we're so glad you joined us today, Tony Angel. The book is called Gifts of the Crow, How Perception, Emotion, and Thought Allow Smart Birds to Behave Like Humans. It's really fascinating, and we really appreciate you joining us today on Animals Today.
I was delighted to be here. Thank you very much.
After the break, we've got some hot news items, so stick around. You're listening to Animals Today.
Ask temperatures climb, please remember to never leave your dog in the car, not even for a minute on a warm day with the windows cracked and in the shade. The temperature inside a car can climb up in a matter of minutes, and it's enough to kill your pet. If you love your pet, leave them at home or with someone you trust. Keep them cool, comfortable, and alive. And if you see a dog or other pet in a car, you may only have a moment to save their life. Here are a couple of steps that you should remember. Make an announcement in the store or business the car is parked nearest to, and call the police department or animal control right away. Remember, it only takes a minute or two on a hot day to kill an animal left inside a car. Your swift action can save a life. Dogs are unable to cool themselves the way people can. Never leave your dog in the car, not even for a minute. This message is presented by Desert Paws. Visit them online at desertpaws.org. That's desertpaws, all one word, .org. That's the sound of a dog whose vocal cords were cut just to stifle her voice. It's called devocalization, and it's done to cats as well. Devocalized animals rasp and wheeze, cough and gag the rest of their lives. Some are rendered mute. And for what? So a commercial or hobby breeder can keep many animals without having to listen to them. So show dogs will be quiet in transit between shows or in the ring. So an irresponsible pet owner can leave a dog alone for hours every day. Animals Today joins with Coalition to Protect and Rescue Pets in saying shame on anyone who would have a dog or cat devocalized, and shame on the vets who perform this inhumane, unnecessary surgery for them. Please speak out against devocalization of dogs and cats. Use your voice. Protect theirs. This message is sponsored by Desert Paws. Visit them at desertpaws.org.
Staples has always made getting office supplies easy, and now we're making it easy to get everything for your break room, too, like Scott paper towel six-packs for $4.99.
Hey, ready for lunch?
Sure, just gotta put on my lunch pants.
Lunch pants?
Yeah, to wipe my hands on. This office is always out of paper towels.
We got more from Staples, so keep your business pants on, please.
Your loss.
For a limited time, get Scott Mega Roll paper towel six-packs for $4.99 at Staples. That was easy. Offer ends 3/23/13. Limit one per customer while supplies last.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068, 800-957-6068, that's 800-957-6068.
Ah, the sound of small business, getting busier. Can you tell which one is using AT&T? Truth is, they all are, because businesses of all kinds can find AT&T customizable plans that fit their exact needs. Whether it's broadband, mobility, or nationwide voice, at AT&T, we can help your business get humming.
I need more receipt paper, please.
Call 1-855-877-4288 today and ask about special offers available for new small business packages. AT&T, rethink possible.
Special message from Lumber Liquidators.
Every floor in every store is on sale at our end-of-quarter clearance sale. Clearance flooring is just 19 cents a square foot. Laminate, hardwood, bamboo, hand-scraped, and vinyl wood plank. They're all on sale. Get up to 59% off compared to big box store flooring prices, plus special extended financing. Don't miss it. These deals will not last. End of quarter clearance is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your local store for your flooring deal today.
At Hotels.com, we've got thousands of deals for every occasion. And to celebrate spring, we've got low prices on your favorite getaways. But what could we call such a fantastic sale? The I'm so happy it's finally spring I could dance sale? The Man I Love a Quick Weekend Getaway Sale? the grab the camera because it's family vacation time sale? How about just the spring sale? That about sums it up.
Now through April 1st, save up to 30% on your favorite destinations. Book now only at Hotels.com, finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Dr. Lori Kirschner. Hi, Peter.
Hey, Lori. How are you?
I'm good. What's going on in the news?
Well, we've got a couple of Florida stories for you. Remember, we've been talking a little bit about stupid things people do with manatees in Florida.
Yes,
like,
I do.
Petting them and riding them and otherwise harassing them. They're endangered. You're not allowed to do that.
Well, yeah.
The manatees are suffering from the red tide, which is this algae that comes out once in a while. And it's pretty interesting. You know, this algae has a pretty potent neurotoxin. It gets through their body, and it just paralyzes them. They just can't swim, and they can drown.
Wow.
Because they've got to breathe every few minutes. So it turns out that this year, more than 180 manatees have been killed.
Wow.
Through this mean, and there's really nothing to do about it. And this is from Sarasota to about Fort Myers on the Gulf Coast. And so it turns out in Tampa's Lowry Park Zoo, they have an ICU that caters to manatees. So, and they're big. Like a small manatee is more than 500 pounds. And they, even though they're gentle and docile and they are herbivores, you know, it's hard to wrestle manatee in the ICU. So if they're able to find them before they're too far gone and they're not moving, they can nurse them to health. They hold their heads up above the water so they can breathe and keep them sort of submerged and let the toxin dissipate. They treat them with antibiotics, and they're able to rehabilitate some of these.
How do they get
animals them
from the seas to the ICU?
Yes, I know. Imagine.
You knew I was going to ask that question.
That's a big, big basket, I would say.
No.
You know? And they probably they need to be transported in you know, wet conditions.
Right, or pounds plus.
Too. And there's this big group of various species, black tip and spinner sharks, but also hammerhead sharks and lemon and tiger sharks. And, you know, most of these are not dangerous to people, but you're swimming rather close to them. And they are just doing their usual migration, following the warmth and evading the cool. And people get nipped. This is a big season for shark bites, which is now at a high in Florida. But mostly they're little, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to bite you person.
Right,
okay?
Right. Because their natural instinct is not to kill a human, correct?
That's right.
Right.
And these are relatively small ones they're talking about.
Right.
But they, for some reason, they're swarming this year, quote-unquote swarming.
Right.
But really, it doesn't mean that the population is not endangered. We're probably just seeing them a little better through our aerial.
And the warm waters, they're just migrating to warm waters. Is it also mating season?
That's sort of a big party.
Uh-huh.
So
good.
That's all.
Big orgy right there.
Big,
yeah.
Out of Florida is to the companion animal news of the week, and that is stories floating around about the use of so-called green cleaning products and the possible risk to your animals at home. So just remember that just because it says green doesn't necessarily mean it's safer for your dog or cat.
Yes, right? I also read natural. Everyone thinks because it says natural, yes, does not mean it's safe.
That's right. You can be injured or killed by a natural product.
Yeah.
Some of the things in these green or natural products, like essential oils to provide scent, these can be toxic to dogs and cats, such as like orange or lemon or peppermint oil. So you got to keep that out of, you just can't let your dog start licking it or drinking it.
Right.
And so if the product is designed to be kept away from children, make sure to do so with your pets. Okay. And then something we knew about keeping on the pet market is the impact of the Affordable Care Act, a.k.a. Obamacare, okay, on your pets. And what does that have to do with anything? Well, you know, every day there's a new story about a new tax or a new wrinkle that no one really anticipated. But right now, the latest thing is the use of medical devices and the fee or tax on medical devices. You know about this,
because yes,
in our medical practice,
right,
in our human medical practice, we had to plan all this out and purchase our major equipment before the end of the year to avoid this 2.5%, 2.3% device tax, right? And we did that. But if you're a vet and you want to use dual-purpose goods for your veterinary clinics, such as gloves or gauze that also can be used on the human side, these are going to be subject to the same tax. And this is going to transfer and ripple down to the fees to take care of your pets. There's the whole sort of tale right there.
That's right.
So many of the larger medical devices also, besides just the day-to-day stuff, if they are designed for human use and then also secondarily used in the vet market, they're subject to this also.
Uh-huh.
However, it's just made for animals, only an animal-specific device, then so far they have escaped this.
So it's going to hurt the pets, too.
Pets.
More costs for us, more costs for pet owners.
Pets are complaining, I have to tell
you.
That's been my,
absolutely,
that's been my understanding.
But we didn't know.
Through bankruptcy,
mm-hmm,
like lots of these crazy people, decided he was going to have an exotic animal zoo, a private,
right,
one at home. You may have seen it featured on television. I remember shaking my head when we saw this 4 or 5 years ago. And so now he's going through bankruptcy, and he has had to sell all of his animals back for pennies on the dollar. So the sordid animal trade activity goes on no matter where you start.
So, yeah.
So he's selling some of his animals, including two clawed sloths, back to the Zoological Wildlife Conservation Center and the Sloth Captive Husbandry Research.
What a shame. What a shame.
So.
And you're right, this does happen often. Michael Jackson had the same sort of difficulties, didn't he, with his animals?
Yeah. So there's just nothing good about this whole deal.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Peter.
You're welcome, Lori.
And thank you for listening to Animals Today. This is Dr. Lori Kirshner encouraging you to nurture your love and compassion for the only other beings sharing our planet, the animals.
The opinions you hear on the Business Talk Radio Network are those of the host, callers, and guests, and not necessarily those of this station, Business Talk Radio Network, its management, or advertisers. The information on the Business Talk Radio Network does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Investing involves risks, so please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions or comments about the Business Talk Radio Network, contact us at 203-323-7300 or at our website, businesstalkradio.net.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Allen. Winter storm warnings and advisories have been issued for today and tomorrow as far east as Pennsylvania. Colorado and Kansas have seen the worst of it so far, with up to 15 inches of snow yesterday. Up to 9 inches of snow fell from eastern Kansas into central Missouri before tapering off this morning. In Los Angeles, authorities say a 9-year-old girl walked about